just got home. What time is it? When do you get off? Oh my god. Please tell me they're paying you overtime for this. I know. It really sucks. How's work? I don't care. I wanna talk to you. Come on, like I haven't seen you all day. How was work? I don't know, I just feel like like, I know the whole situation with this, you know, with the coronavirus and everything, it's escalating, but I miss you. And I worry about you, you know? I know, it's just, like, no matter how careful you guys are being and, you know, you are at the front line. Like, you deal with everyone who's sick, and there's just a really big chance of you guys getting it. Yeah. You're working yourself to death. I know. We're all really lucky that we have people like you who are willing to risk your health to keep the rest of us going. I just wish it wasn't you doing it. Well, I'm sure that anyone who has a partner doing a dangerous job. It is dangerous, come on. You're a frontline worker. You're an essential worker. Our society would completely collapse without you, and every single day you're putting yourself at risk of getting a deadly virus, like a this is really not the fucking time for you to be modest, love. Come on. I just hate that they have to keep you for, like, for this long. You're already working crazy hours, and I don't know, I just miss you. Like, I can see how tired you are. Like, you left, like, incredibly early this morning, and you just now got home. I was debating for half an hour whether or not I should just go to bed or if I should stay up and wait. I know you say I should never stay up and wait, but I don't know, just hate going to bed without you, that's all. You saw everywhere. I'm sorry, babe. It really sucks. When do you have to be at work tomorrow? Are you absolutely kidding me? Seriously? You're already on overtime, and they called you in at the ass crack of dawn this morning, and I know there's nothing you can do about it, but you're gonna die of stress if you're not gonna die from coronavirus. Like, come on. You're all tense anyway. Don't understand how you can even sleep. You sure there's nothing I can do for you? Loving you and letting you sleep in the bed is not me doing something for you, okay? Do you know we haven't done in a while? Yeah. I do miss how you taste, you know. No, I know. I wasn't saying anything about me. I know you're tired. How about I do a little something for you? You know, just as a show of how grateful I am that you're putting your own life at risk every day to keep the rest of us safe and alive. Would that be okay? Okay, don't be so quick to strip down, fucking Christ. Oh, you're ready. I can tell. Silly sod. Tease you a little bit. I love this trail of hair you've got going on from your belly button. It just disappears down into your pants. Okay, I'll get him off. There we are. I haven't seen this guy in ages. Why do you keep him from me? Right. You're working and you're important and all that. I get it. I'm sorry. Just missed him. Does that feel good? Wanna kiss it too? What if I work my way down your shaft a bit? Does that feel good as well? I can lick just a long stripe from a base to a tip. Like this. I'm sorry, I just couldn't not take the head of your cock in my mouth. It's right there. You taste so good, love. What do you mean with this for? I just told you. This is a show of appreciation for the hard work that you do for us. I can still get you all the way down my throat. It's not been that long. Where do you want to come now? In my mouth? No, this is all about you. This is me saying thank you. I just want you to come. Just want you to come deep in my mouth. I want to taste you. It's been so long. I have to clean you up. Stop squirming away. okay. I'll leave you be. I love you, you know that? I really, really do. Yes, even though you're away a lot right now, at least. I'm just really proud of you. Because you keep our society going. And keep everyone safe. Thank you. Let's try and get some sleep now, yeah? You have an early day again tomorrow. Good night, babe.